to vote. There is no elective franchise for a citizen of the United States. There's no right of suffrage for a citizen of the United States. The Supreme Court said so. I believe them because it's true. Then why am I doing it? Why are you doing it? Oh, I want to have the United States of America as a sovereign body politic. It's happened after 1913 when the Senate or the legislatures quit electing senators of the United States. Now we elect United States senators. The verbiage is so important. And I hear these politicians talking about the United States Constitution. That's called the compounding of nouns. I finally found that in Webster's. Using nouns as an adjective describing a constitution. It has a true name of called Constitution of the United States. Constitution, okay, is a noun. Of is a preposition showing source, origin, relationship between Constitution and the United States. The is an article showing a particular United States. It has a specific, that is a correct term. The other one is anything they want it to be. This is just shocking. It shocks the conscience of the con. The principalities of evil are here. I'm still shocked by the NFL that this is like a whole team didn't even come out and dishonor our national anthem, our country, all the people who fought and died for it, all the constitutions. Well, I hope you found it interesting and learned something. And it's IRS at AlaskaMinuteMan.com. And God willing, we will see you next Sunday. And watch out for the federales. They're everywhere.
Good night, sweetheart.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
Hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Oh, hello everyone. Welcome to Republic Broadcasting Network with On Frequency here with Keith Rogers, located in Western Montana. Today is September 24th, 2017. The call-in number, if you'd like to call into tonight's show, is 1-800-313-9443. And we also have a chat group there on frequencyradio.chatandgo.com. You're welcome to join us there. Anyway, I burnt my hand right before I did this. I was out drilling on a fence there to make it so my dogs couldn't get out, and the drill bit was hot, and I laid that drill bit across my hand, so it's going to burn in a little bit. But anyway, today's show is going to be about distractions, and I hope you understand the intent behind this thing. I don't care what people do for hobbies and stuff. I mean, that's all their business. I play with radios, you know, whatever, play with dogs. You know, that's my hobbies. But anyway, in today's venue of news, we have sports. And this is due to the NFL players kneeling down. And this is causing public outrage. And, of course, I guess it could be expected there. But I think there's an ulterior motive behind here. Anyway, I'm reminded on how these stadiums across the country are built. This is where mill levies, in most cases, raise your tax dollars in your local area to get $200 or so to build a stadium. And, of course, for those like myself who are not into sports, you might wonder why, you know, my taxes should pay for something that I don't like nor use. Nor do I go to concerts or anything else like that that are mundane to me, you know. But anyway, but once that stadium is built, of course, you if you attend any games or whatever, you have to pay again to see the event that you're going to look at. And of course, you're supposed to forget all the commerce that all those teams generate in their sales of T-shirts, coffee mugs, sweatpants, or running suits or whatever that are emboldened with the logo of your favorite sports team. And I noticed here at, I noticed at Walmart here locally in Missoula, they were highlighting the Grizz football team shirts for $19.95 for a T-shirt that just said Grizzly on it. If they make that much money off of these, and also here in Montana, they also have big winter weather wear. You know, outdoor jackets and stuff, $120 or more. But anyway, again, though, if you imagine the amount of commerce that those teams generate from the sales and, you know, profits and revenues from all those shirts and stuff, why don't they build their own sports stadiums? After all, they're in a business. If they can play their or pay their players millions of dollars to kneel on a football field or whatever like that, or stand, whatever, and you know, it would seem that we the people are always stuck paying all these extra fees and stuff that that we don't have nothing to do with, including all these illegal wars. But anyway, so my note that I see, though, at this fervor that's being fermented right now, you know, I'd like to express that a sudden surge in patriotism, in my view, would highly suggest that the U.S. is about to go to war. And it's kind of like rally behind the flag. And in this case, you can throw a dart at anyone dropping the U.S. dollar right now, BRICS members, other nations like North Korea, Iran, Venezuela. You know, all options are on the table. All nations are on the table, you know. And this comes on the cusp of something else that's going on over in Syria right now. But, again, tonight's show is about distractions. So, out of all this NFL stuff that we see going on right now, I mean, Twitter is just a mess with this. I mean, it's like no one else had anything else to live for except commenting about some player kneeling. But it's a great distraction from the politicians. Who you know, they themselves are under criminal investigations. The emails, the servers, smashed phones, and other events like the U.S. airlifting ISIS out of the battle zones, or attacking sovereign nations, and whereas the military is by force illegally partitioning Syria and Iraq, yet they claim that Russia annexed Crimea. You know, I have a friend who is in the FBI, and we talk on Twitter quite a bit. And he has said that in the Ukraine situation, when the alleged annexing of Crimea happened, maybe a clip from an AK-47 was shot off. No one was injured. Now, you compare that with the annexing or partitioning. I'm still trying to figure out the difference of those two there, of over in Syria and Iraq for the Kurds over there, where 500,000 plus have been killed. No different than the U.S. sanctions on Iraq, where 500,000 children were systematically starved to death. But anyway, the U.S. and Libya, where the U.S. was supporting the NTC, again, 50,000 dead. Again, these are all distractions from what's going on in the real world. It's also a distraction to the same fact that all these illegal wars have caused, as the Human Rights Commission noted in 2016, which I read off here a couple weeks ago, that over 60,000 Arab Muslims have been displaced from their countries in these wars, which you can refer to as Allied terror bombings, where all infrastructure, or the destruction left behind, I should say, has been destroyed. And that includes water, sewer, power, hospitals, as well as the types of munitions that have been used, the depleted uranium and other phosphorus arms. And I mean, it's atrocious. And now even the human rights or the UN is making note that the last biggest civilian casualties over in Yemen were from a U.S. mortar bomb. They didn't specify which type it was, but at least I didn't see that in there. Anyway, we as Americans, though, we don't see this on the media as it sanitizes all U.S. wars. And I can only imagine having to bury a wife or two or more children. I mean, put yourself in that position. Whereas a survivor in most cases might be a little bit pissed. The war on terror breeds terrorism itself. Yet as American, it's your job to keep the government's position that this is all down to stop terrorists. And I can only think of a dispute that you might have with your neighbor, and to where your neighbor comes over and starts poking you in the chest or waving a gun at your face or something like that. You know, at what time would you rise up and say, you know, enough's enough like that, and either knock his hand away or disarm him or something like that, you know? But this is what other countries have to go through. And I would say probably on a actually, I'll use the word perhaps, which means more likely than not. Perhaps on a daily occurrence there, whether it's through color revolutions to overthrow other rapacious regimes, as they're called. But again, all this is a nice distraction. You can Google or use whatever browser you want and search engine, and just type in the words U.S. sends arms to, and leave the rest blank. And it is countless arms or armaments after armaments, whether it's THAAD missile systems, the quest for putting heavy arms into Ukraine. It's the same thing with North Korea here. They beat the war drums, and suddenly, all of a sudden, here comes the massive arms sales to South Korea or Japan. Is that the only business this country has, is arms sales? And, of course, all of those, if you read the Lugar-Obama bill, which passed in 2008, which was signed by George Bush right as he was leaving office there, that was for the U.S., that gave them the preemptive means to go into any country and remove those same listed arms, on the presumption, of course, that it was a matter of their national security. And, of course, it didn't matter whether or not, well, just take like a 50 caliber, you know, man pad or whatever like that. If you check the ballistics on these weapons, most of them, they might be accurate up to 1,000 yards or so, these heavier ones. But they're no threat to the United States, who lives anywhere from 2,500 to 9,000 miles away. So they're way out of range. But, of course, this just gives the U.S. a premise to go into these countries to attack. And this was the same premise used as with ISIS, a paramilitary group, which we find has been funded over and over again by the United States Congress. They keep changing the names as if it was underwear on a baby or, you know, diapers on a baby. That when it's found out that this group is linked to X amount of beheadings or whatever like that, then suddenly the group's name is changed. And I love that one image I have from Fox where it says that the U.S. Army won't break trade deals with members that have ISIS links, citing due process. And when you read that article there, again, that's on Fox, you have to think, well, wasn't or allegedly Al-Qaeda the most wanted enemy? And then we see the U.S. openly supporting Al-Qaeda, ISIS, al-Nusra. Again, the videos, you can watch them on LiveLeak. Russia's MOD has released a video today which shows the U.S. directly supporting ISIS. The LiveLeak ones that show the ISIS members that are just peeved off at the U.S. as the U.S. rolls by them in these Toyotas and Israeli tanks flying by them up into Kurdistan. And, of course, ISIS thought it was their war. But, see, they're just a paramilitary force that's used as a premise for the U.S. to say, hey, we need to go stomp out this, kind of like a forest fire, you know. We need to go, you know, batten the hatches down on this baby and sequester all this terrorism over here. And then you get in there and find out that, no, this is because of policy. And I'm reminded of that when you keep hearing them repeat the same chant of the civil war in Syria. You cannot have a civil war amongst its people when you have members from 60-some nations out there fighting, trying to remove a government that was legally and democratically elected. And it's been, or they've been polls, or there have been polls, that ask if elections were held again, who would they vote for? And again, they would vote for Dr. Bashar al-Assad. So, oh, Granny's in the group. And hello to everyone else in there. But anyway, we constantly see this rise of the U.S. using these premises to go into different countries. And oddly enough, if you ever research it, as I've said before, use your favorite search engine and look at the country, look at its GDP, what its domestic products are, and you'll see the premise for these wars. And that's to control those sales of whether it's oil, diamonds, whatever, some other mineral, gold, whatever, all in the sales of the U.S. dollar. And on the same token, though, you can't think of more like how different this is than a veteran of the U.S. military or a citizen here locally or whatever in your area, where the government wants to disarm those. Yes, they're willing to keep the drugs flowing, and they will send arms via the ATF and DHS through Fast and Furious to the cartel members. The banks of Wachovia, now Wells Fargo, HSBC, Citibank, will launder hundreds of billions of dollars in transactions of those cartel monies. Congress, again, will send hundreds of millions, or now it's been just leaked that the Pentagon has been sequestering a report that it's been over $2 billion in arms to not only arm terrorists, but train them. But if you have a gun to defend yourself, you are compared to, as the Spokane sheriff said, of constitutionalists. You're just like ISIS. And, of course, we know that ISIS is the front group from the CIA, Israel, and Saudi Arabia, the United States. But I sometimes feel like most Americans are in a daze, sitting in a field in some bliss, pulling the petals off of flowers, recanting over and over that the government loves me not. Anyway, we have a commercial coming up here. We'll be right back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana on Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's on talk radio. Double talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on.
Hello, welcome back to On Frequency here with Keith Rogers in Western Montana. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And again, you can join us in the chat room on onfrequencyradio.chatandgo.com. Anyway, the real issue from above is that I've mentioned is that if the U.S. government is willing to go abroad and kill millions based on total lies, destroying country after country, then to only basically reward U.S. corporations with this nation building, italics, where these contractors go in and they suck that country dry with IMF loans at massive interest to rebuild those same countries the United States destroyed. Why don't you think they do the same here? So I have to say that in all honesty because, you know, I see a lot of things. I mean, you drive down the highway and you see stores that used to be there or gas pumps that used to be there and they're no longer there. Anyway, there's an admitted 307,000 dead veterans who have died, not at the hands of some enemy, but at the hands of the VA. We have 90 million plus jobless, millions of homeless, millions of starving Americans, millions who can only not afford health care, and mainly this is due, of course, to part-time jobs. And there are other costs to sustain life as it is. So, again, we have the reports of them dropping off actually full crates of arms in the back alleys of these major cities like around Chicago. Why would they be doing that? And again, we're back to this distractions. We have the TSA or Gestapo tactics that won't allow a tube of toothpaste or a bottle of water through their so-called checkpoints. Yet all the drugs still flow into the country, and again attributed to, as I mentioned before, the Fast and Furious, the banks laundering hundreds of billions of dollars. We have a huge mafia system that's actually run in the United States. And if I could ship them to you there, Granny, I would. But anyway, and I'll give you an example. The same TSA, you know, you can't even get pocket knives through. But yet again, we have the TSA agents that have been arrested for over $100 million in, I believe it was meth at the time. It could have been cocaine, sorry. But they're strip mining the people here in this country here, and they do it through the trafficking of drugs, which again drives the police state, and poverty, adds to crime, partner family assaults, murders, whatever, which indeed flow into the courtrooms, which people are, you know, they have to pay their fines, their fees, their prison terms in privatized prisons. And again, as I'd mentioned before, SWAT teams are being privatized. The only thing we see in America that is actually excelling is corporations. The people aren't making any benefits. And just when you think that the worst is over, a corporation will lay off 1,000 or 2,000 people, which may lead to more financial woes of a foreclosed home, repossessed vehicle. The CEO will get a $20 million bonus. And I keep thinking, well, what could that $20 million have done to help those 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 families maintain their job, scale down whatever, even if they had to drop hours or something like that? But no, they're just let go. And of course, that means in most cases their health care suffers. Excuse me. And most people, you know, that have health problems, they go until the last minute. I mean, they will suffer for weeks before they finally, the pain gets too much or whatever, and they finally say, well, I can't take it no more. And then they go into the doctor's office or the emergency room, and that's when they find out, well, you should have come in earlier. There's probably something we could have done for you. But for right now, that nothing we can do for you. Anyway. We have a caller online here. We'll be back after this break here. We'll pick up Andy in Texas here. But anyway, welcome to this nice commercial interlude.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Welcome back to On Frequency here with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. We have quite a few callers online here, so we'll start off with Andy in Texas. Good afternoon there, Andy. Hope your day is going well.
Oh, my day's going great. How is your day going, sir?
Not too shabby for a white guy on a reservation, I always say.
Yeah, and you know what? If there was a bunch of the Antifa and Black Lives Matter that just heard you say white guy, you'd be in trouble right now.
Yeah, that's right. my grandpa used to say, Andy, if you don't like my gate, then don't swing on it.
Exactly. Get off the gate, damn it.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I'm disappointed in Donald Trump. I mean, and really, I expected much more than, you know, because I'm looking for a constitutional government. I want somebody who's going to be elected to the government, despite what the factors to his death might be. But to throw the Constitution on his desk, show his cabinet, this is it. and you know what? Here's your rule book. Let's clean the swamp. And, you know, and so, you know, Donald Trump is much better than Hillary Clinton could have ever been, but I'm still disappointed. You know, all I really want to be, and I think every real American wants to be, whether you're what color you are, it's irrelevant. You just want to be free to live your life. And you want to have an ability to actually, you know, survive in society, whether it be make money or trade your skills or whatnot for something, you know, to gain or whatnot. I think that's really what every American or everybody in the world, for that matter, wants to do. And we're still stuck in this political thing. I mean, he's not a politician, but he's still stuck in this political thing. So give me a little insight on that as to where you're at with me.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Andy. There has been several articles written that have come out since Donald Trump's UN speech. And one of them, I can't remember the exact wording, but it was something like, Benjamin Trump and Donald Netanyahu, where during that, right after that speech, Bibi Netanyahu had tweeted that the lobby wrote Donald Trump's speech, and it was all pro-war. And again, as I've mentioned here in the run-up to this, this surge in patriotism and this fervor that's supposed to be, you know, going across America here, it sounds like something is in the making here, to where the U.S. is either going to, I don't know if it's going to be North Korea or what, or into Iran, because we know that Israel's mad about the Iranians having a base over in Syria, which they're allowed to do because they're invited in there, plus they have a mutual defense pact, and even the Israeli papers admit that. But anyway, it's constant wars. And there's another one, I forget the guy's name, I was just reading on Twitter here a few minutes ago there, where the guy had lost his job because he basically said that not only are the Jews controlling all of America's policy, but it's CFR, all this. And that's Donald Trump's problem, is that, I mean, he's a likable guy, and I like that. I like him because he's bold. I like his tweets at times. Of course, I blocked him there because he made a few statements there that I just can no longer agree with. I don't vote, so I don't worry about it, like that, you know. But this constant war chanting stuff, like somehow our security here matters with whether or not the Islamic Republic of Iran builds their empire back up. I mean, it has nothing to do with us. If you want to do something, I would love to have a nice Persian rug here in my house. I mean, you know, but of course, through all these sanctions and stuff, it, you know, you cripple people's economies. And I was going to mention this a little later here about Venezuela is the same. When you start crippling their economy to where they can't sell oil, and then they demonize it like, well, look at Venezuela now. This is what socialism does. No, it's just like what Libya had, where they had free health care, all this stuff over there. And they bombed Gaddafi out of business there, so that all these corporations went in there, and they lost everything. Now they're in the whole country's in a turmoil. The same thing with if you watch that War on Democracy by John Pilger, where it highlights the entire Venezuelan deal. The U.S. has to sit there and thwart these other people's economies, call it economic warfare, to be able to sustain this country, because all those sales of oil, gold, mineral, whatever, has to be in the U.S. dollar. So Trump, upon getting into office, realized, or was told by his handlers, this is how the country works. And that's why we have seen, like you and others, have been disappointed in the constant 180 after 180 after 180 of Donald Trump's before election to his current. Even as much as WikiLeaks. He used WikiLeaks to a great advantage because WikiLeaks was going after Hillary Clinton. And now they're talking about going after WikiLeaks, see?
Well, and this is where I have to draw a line. And, you know, I called up to another radio show a while back, and I was saying, you know, we're pretty much watching a version of West Wing here. I mean, this is a Hollywood production because, I mean, all these shootings, these bombings and all this stuff that are going on, we found out that are actors and whatnot and stuff. So why not? I mean, the CIA's had several years. I mean, since the 60s or the early 50s, they started Project Mockingbird or whatever, and have been involved in all of this stuff that's going on. And we know that the CIA and the civil service had a lot to do with the death of Kennedy and stuff. So, and a lot of this is just Hollywood production. And so, I mean, this just makes sense that all this deprivation against Donald Trump in the media and stuff, this could all be a ruse and stuff, because they want us to think that we don't want him there. But look what he's doing. He's doing exactly what the squares want him to do. But he's kind of getting some controversy into it so that you and me and everybody who thinks he's better than Hillary Clinton, we're just letting him do it in a slow motion period as opposed to doing it in real time if Hillary Clinton had been the president.
Right. Okay, I'll leave you this out, okay, Andy? Yeah. Take the border wall, for instance. When people demand things over and over and over, and then Trump comes out and says, we're going to build that wall, they keep delaying it, we're going to fix health care, they keep delaying it like that. It goes to show you that Donald Trump is not in charge. However,
exactly.
In lieu of the wall, I am a firm believer that the wall isn't meant to keep people out. It will be in the future meant to keep people in.
You nailed it.
So with that, I'll let you dwell on that. But use your browser and look up the 1963 communist agenda to take over America. Print it out and then use your little pen and do a checklist and see what's been done. You'll see how close we are.
I already looked that up, and I appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
I'll talk to you a little bit later.
Thanks for calling, okay? Dave in Nevada. You there, Dave in Nevada? I hear something.
Hello?
Is that you, Dave? Is that Dave?
Yeah.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to, welcome to On Frequency here with Keith Rogers.
I totally agree with you. I don't think the wall, if there is a wall in the in any kind of future event, I don't think it will be used to keep people out. It will be used to keep people in.
Well, can I throw a hunch at you, Dave?
Oh, go ahead.
If you have 90-some million Americans that are unemployed, why are Israeli firms building the towers and walls?
Right.
Who would better know how to occupy a nation?
Oh, yeah. And Donald Trump is not white. Like Janet Yellen is not white. Like Ben Bernanke, they're not white. Their skin is white, but they're not white. So
yeah,
people
I saw
need to kind of
Chuck Woolery had did a tweet about that. He just happened to mention that Lenin and I think Trotsky or something was Jewish. And boy, oh, you anti-Semite!
this anti-Semite thing is so off. It's really off the charts. But and this is what's really difficult. This is what really causes difficulties, because a lot of people, they're not educated, so they'll look at someone because they have white skin, and they'll say, oh, he's white. But if you have white skin, that does not necessarily mean that you're white, if you
right.
catch my drift.
Sure.
And this is the problem with this whole race-baiting thing, is that, oh, yes, well, look at his skin color, he is white. But white is a very nefarious, or it's a very vague way of defining a person, and I'll give people an example of how they did this, like back in the old days. If someone was a certain religious persuasion or something, they didn't say, well, If you have a white skin color, you're white. They did it by what religious persuasion you were. In other words,
I see that, and I'm a firm believer that even in our judicial system, that crimes of people should list their religion too, because then you can see the fortitude of their training. You know, it's like, oh, you had this imam at this mosque that was preaching. Well, go back to what Christian churches are preaching from the pulpit.
Exactly.
See and where their message is coming from, you know?
Right. And the reason why I'm saying this is because in Russia, during the Bolshevik Revolution, before that, they were trying to distinguish, people be in terms of their skin color and their religion, and said, "Well, we don't care if you're Jewish. We just want to know if the way we distinguish people in Russia during the Bolshevik Revolution is that we don't care what skin color you were. We wanted to know what religion you were, and that's how they distinguished." Someone in terms of what they were going to do is that, well, we don't care if you're Jewish. Are you a member of a certain synagogue? That's how right. They did it back in the old days. And people cannot, they can't make that distinction anymore.
Well, that's like I said, I have good Jewish friends, and the ones that alert me the most are the ones that say that Zionism, this push behind this communism, is going to cause a massive real Holocaust on the Jewish people, because people rise up, and then, of course, then they won't be able to differentiate between the two because, oh, you're a Jew, you know?
Right.
And that's a problem even here in America, though, Dave. When we stand up and we say, well, no, I'm not going to support this illegal war, well, see, you're branded as being un-American and all this, you know. Anyway, I have another caller online here, so I have to pop off here. But anything else you want to say in conclusion there, Dave?
Yeah, what I wanted to say is that Donald Trump is not white. That's all I want to say. And
right,
people
right.
need to figure that out. They
well, he
need
looks
to
orange
understand
to me.
What that means.
He looks orange to me.
Yeah, he's not white. He's orange. If people catch the drift, they need to figure that out for themselves. But anyways.
All right, sounds good, okay. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
All right, Werner in New Brunswick. Good afternoon or evening there, and welcome to On Frequency Radio here.
Yeah, good evening. Well, you touch some very vital subjects, and they need to be addressed. And what did the Lord say? Blessed are the peacemakers. Not the
right.
warmonger. And something caught my eye here today. I live here north of the border in New Brunswick, and I noticed there now they have an armored vehicle right there in the village square.
Mm-hmm.
Is that some kind of an indication that which way they want the young men to vote and... Are they looking for recruits for the army, for the military?
Yeah, you know, about 4 years ago there, Werner, there was a video released from down in Mexico where they had their nice big Humvees and MRAP vehicles down there showing them off to those little Hispanic kids and stuff. They look like toys for kids, you know. That's the lure.
Yeah.
But anyway, the promise was, though, is if the boy would join the military... That while he worked for his so-called citizenship, his family could move to the United States.
Yeah.
And that was a perk. Of course, if he died in war, well, you know, that's just a casualty of war, you know.
And didn't the people learn about what did the wars bring them? When I first came here 40-some years ago, been here 50 years ago, some of the old fellas, they said... Oh, the war was good for us. There's the depression, you know, and if it was south of the border or north of the border, it was all the same story, you know.
Right.
And the war brought us out of the depression, but at what expense? Young fellas...
Well, that's like I mentioned there. Imagine you are the one burying your wife, your kids and stuff. I mean, this is what... You know, America has never experienced these bombed-out, cratered Swiss cheese cities, and so they don't know what the U.S. and their allies, Vichy governments that they have exposed on other nations. And if they only saw that, they would say, I'm not sending my son over there, you know.
Yeah, and but as I say, war is the biggest business. Follow the money.
Follow the money. Right. Well, here's another one for you, though, Werner. Imagine, though, that Trump is striking all these deals, and, of course, they're basically for armaments. And those corporations, very few people work for those, and that money does not filter down. Sure, they go out and they buy their toys, their nice cars and trucks and whatever, they have their nice homes. But a lot of that does not filter down to the regular people. And so it's of no benefit. Where Trump, in his 91 testimony before the Senate there, they asked him how to build jobs. He says it was to do real estate. And they couldn't fathom that. And so he broke it down for him, where he says tax the rich, and he gave a figure of over 50%. He says, and the only way they would get tax breaks is if they reinvest back into the economy. And then he went on to talk about how he procured land. He had to get it surveyed. Of course, he had to hire everyone to do this, you know. But when it came to building, the cement worker had to buy cement from somewhere. The framer had to buy their wood from somewhere. The electrician had to buy their electrical wires from somewhere. You see what I'm getting at? And that's how you create jobs. Anyway, we got a commercial coming up here. But anyway, Werner, thanks for calling in, okay? Good to hear from you there. Anyway, we'll be right back here on Republic Broadcasting Network. 1-800-313-9443. And don't forget to join us in the chat group there if you want to on frequencyradio.chatandgo.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. Place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up to day. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Well, welcome back to On Frequency here with Keith Rogers in Western Montana. And thank you for Ken in the operating room there. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. I'd like to thank those previous callers that did call in. You know, I daily see how corporate America works, in as much as if you're traveling to Montana, and I hate to say this because I love our Highway Patrol here, awesome department. Our sheriffs are a little bit different, and it varies in different counties there, but when you start stopping plates that are out of the state all the time like that, it's like, you know, what a harassment. You know, you come over to enjoy Montana. It's beautiful scenery. Of course, a lot of it went up in smoke this year, but with our fires. But anyway, corporate America never fails. Last week in Florida, for example, the state was writing tickets for those properties that had hurricane damage. I mean, you imagine the audacity of having someone show up on your property, power lines may be down, trees are down, or whatever, and they're citing you for the refuge that's left all over your property. I mean, that's the epitome of lowness, you know. We had those that the young boy that was ticketed for helping to clean a river up that he and his buddies, young boys. Now, I was thinking of this, teaching kids a skill or whatever to say, hey, you know, later on they might want to open some kind of a business. You buy a fishing license, you have to get your conservation permit, especially here in Montana. And that conservation permit is supposed to clean the streams and stuff, but you always sit there fishing and you'll see a bottle or whatever float by you, you know. But anyway, but here these boys are out there cleaning up this river, and of course they weren't doing it to the standards of the state. And I thought of all those people I see along our highways over here that are out there with trash bags picking up dirty diapers, beer bottles, and whatever, what people just throw out, that, well, maybe people should stop doing that then. You know, maybe you'll be doing it wrong, you know. I mean, they would probably ticket you. I mean, this is how bad it's getting. They'll probably ticket you for parking your vehicle in the wrong area while you're picking up trash trying to beautify the highway, you know. But anyway, that just... Anyway, and that same thing about how this country cares for us, we have bridges that have collapsed or in need of great repair, dams that are also eroding away, especially down in California and everything, let alone down in Texas and stuff where they released waters from these levees which flooded thousands of homes. And if you remember last week's show, where I spoke of lobbyists that lobbied so that American homeowners in those areas could not get flood insurance because it would cost corporate America too much should something happen. And this was passed right after Katrina. Anyway. Well, we got another break coming up here, top of the hour here. So I'll tell you what, I have a little diss here towards Big Pharma and stuff coming up. But anyway. Stay tuned here. We'll be right back here on Frequency here with Keith Rogers on Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, if you'd like to call in after the break here, 1-800-313-9443.
Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.